and say Title 42 needed to be scrapped. So I think it's obvious that Democrats understand this is a liability for them. But their solutions aren't solutions at all. And it just shows that they're just paying lip service to all the voters out there who are growing more and more frustrated with what they're seeing with these open border policies.
And by the way, is anything going to happen with the cartels fentanyl that's coming across our southern border? I listened to the speech and I didn't hear anything that I thought was going to fix that problem. And that's a huge problem.
No, yeah, he has no solution there. I mean, he even said that 20,000 pounds during the speech today, he said that 20,000 pounds of fentanyl is enough to kill as many as 1,000 people in this country. he was only off by billions there. It is actually 20,000 pounds is enough to kill 4.5 billion people, which shows that he doesn't even take that serious. And so, no, I mean, no one should, anyone that watched that press conference of his today did not feel that this president is taking it serious. It's going to be very interesting to watch how he handles going to El Paso on Sunday, and if it's going to be one of those situations where we've seen in the past where he's looking anxious, like he's just, you know, trying to get out of there, and that this is nothing but a photo op. Is the president going to treat this as a photo op, or is he going to treat it seriously? His record, his actions up to this point, and his words do not leave many to be inspired. If you're one of those that hope to see this president taking this serious.
And that plan to create an app on your smartphone where you can schedule an appointment for asylum and all kinds of other things, that's not going to work either, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, perhaps that's why he, you know, advocated for free cell phones for illegal immigrants, you know, a couple years ago. Like, this is a joke. It's not, like, again, it's a lip service, and it's not even good lip service. It is so transparent that this president is not going to do even the bare minimum to protect our border, to secure our border, and that he is just going to try to just give as much lip service as he can. I'm confident that the only reason he even talked about the border today was because he has to go to the border on Sunday, because it would look even worse for him if he went to Mexico City and didn't at least, you know, refuel at the border before he went down there. So no one should take this president serious. At this point, he's been all talk, no action. No more talking. Let's see some action before you earn that trust from us that you're actually going to do something to secure that border.
I want to ask you, we are still a long ways away from 2024, but I'm just curious. Are the efforts already underway to figure out what happened in the election of November 8th, pointing towards what happened, why it happened, and how we make sure that we improve in 2024?
Yeah, so we announced a review of the 2022 election led by Henry Barber, our national committee man from Mississippi. He is already hard at work. You know, he has been talking to campaigns and consultants and campaign managers and candidates and, you know, staff down the totem pole about what went wrong, what were you seeing, all that sort of thing. And, you know, I have not talked to Henry, but I know that he intends to talk to folks about what went right. And Nevada has, you know, Joe Lombardo's campaign is certainly going to be looked at as a campaign of like, okay, well, how did Joe Lombardo win that race when Adam Laxalt came? You know, Adam Laxalt just needed 4,000 votes. He could have won. But he didn't. He didn't have those votes. Joe Lombardo did. What happened there? And so I'm sure Henry's been talking to the Lombardo team, and we're going to get some answers. And so in the meantime, we're still hard at work preparing, doing what we can to prepare right now, you know, obviously putting together the plans and figuring out how this is going to be built for 2024. Obviously, it's different. We're going to have a presidential campaign, and they're going to be, you know, kind of a juggernaut, whoever it may be. And so we have to build a machine that integrates seamlessly with whoever our nominee is. That just takes a lot of planning and putting together the pieces so that way the best possible position, not only to win back the White House, to take back the Senate, and hopefully add to our House majority, and obviously focus a lot on our local stuff too. You know, the RNC, especially its ground game, it exists to elect Republicans up and down the ballot. You know, people have been very dismissive about the turnout in 2022. I mean, in Nevada, we had, I think it's like 10 points more turnout for Republicans and Democrats. Our machine works. Now we need to go figure out why independent voters voted the way they do. That's what Henry's on, and we're going to build the best machine we can, and a machine that will take back the White House and will win a Senate majority.
Keith, here's to a great 2023. We're going to have some fun. I think we're going to improve upon what we did in 2022. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to visit with you, and I know we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. I love coming on your show. Hope you had a great new year, and here's to a fantastic 2023.
There you go. Keith Skipper joining us, the Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications, joining us. By the way, coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by Daniel Garza. We'll get the Libre Initiative perspective on the president's announcement today that he's going to the border, and also comprehensive immigration reform, what it looks like to the Libre Initiative. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up after 1 o'clock. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:31, the crews are on scene right now, and we do have some tow trucks there as well, but a multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 215 eastbound, and there are two debris fields, if you will. One 215 eastbound at Decatur, the other 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. So caution as you work your way through there. The roads are slick. A little bit of rain right now. We're also seeing some congestion as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. Northbound at Sahara, southbound 15 at Oakey. And watch for crashes. Northbound Jones at Carmen and westbound Washington at Decatur.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. NBA last night, the Suns dropped their fourth straight, falling 90-88 at Cleveland. Chris Paul led the scoring with 25. DeAndre Ayton had 15 points along with 18 rebounds. The Suns are 20-19 with the loss. They'll try and right the ship tomorrow when they host the Miami Heat. College hoops tonight, number 5 Arizona hosts Washington. The Wildcats are 13-1. They're putting a 7-game winning streak on the line. Arizona State plays tonight. They're hosting Washington State. The 11-3 Sun Devils looking to snap a 2-game losing streak. The Diamondbacks and right-hander Zach Davies have agreed to a $5 million one-year deal. It includes a mutual option for 2024. The 8-year vet figures to remain at the back end of a rotation that includes Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen, and Madison Bumgarner. NFL Sunday, the Cardinals visit the Niners. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's going on in the House of Representatives? Not much. Matt Rosendale is a Republican from Montana. He is speaking even as we speak. Let's go there live to the floor of the House of Representatives.
Money around this body from places outside of this city that leads to bad legislation and bad decisions. The current leadership, I was told, I should not be so concerned with these suspension bills that get passed every week, because now they have made an amendment.
This is going to go on for a while. I will simply tell you they are into the ninth speaker vote, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, how this all plays out. I want to go to the audio sound bites real quickly. Frank Luntz was on CNN last night. I don't know if you saw this. This was his reaction to Kevin McCarthy and what can best be termed House chaos. Let's go to cut one. This is Frank Luntz last night on CNN.
I'm wondering, you've known him for a long time. How do you think all of this is impacting him, especially given there's been some pretty targeted statements against him? There's been more than snark. There has been really deriding him and denigration. And I wonder how you think he is receiving all of this.
Well, I refer to him as a happy warrior in that he listens, he learns, he engages, he negotiates. I don't think this is as embarrassing as you might accept. I think this is where he's at his best. He has the ability to bring people together in a way that most politicians either can't or don't want to. And I think that that is so essential right now in this environment of resentment, in this environment of polarization and how toxic it is. I see Kevin as the perfect example of someone who can get the job done because everyone has a voice. Everyone is a participant. I've never heard him, never in 29 years, complain about his situation or his lot in life. He's a child of a fireman. This is why we got connected in the first place. His father and my father died within about a year of each other. Kevin has always done the one thing that you never hear about politicians in Washington, ever. He's been humble. You always hear about pride. I'm proud that I brought this to my constituents. I'm proud that I achieved this. You don't hear that from Kevin McCarthy. You hear humility, and it's the way that he grew up, and it's the kind of person he is. So if there's anyone who can survive this, I couldn't, but Kevin can.
I want to take you back to the House of Representatives again. Matt Rosendale, Republican from Montana, speaking to the body. Let's take you there live right now.
During that time and previously as he proudly served in the Florida legislature. And I can tell you this, he's a man of intellect, he is a man of integrity, and he is a man that I am proud to nominate as the next Speaker of the House of Representatives.
There you go. Byron Donalds being put, his name being put back into the nomination process. Byron Donalds from Florida, African-American and a pretty solid guy and a solid conservative. So we'll see if anything happens. This is the ninth speaker ballot And I will simply tell you, this is going nowhere. They say that there's progress, but I don't see any progress. And we're into, what are we into? The ninth ballot. Unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan a month or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on value prepaid frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Lauren Boebert of Colorado had a tough election fight, ended up winning her district. But she was just up. Kevin Hearn, his name put into nomination. So we're expanding beyond Jim Jordan and Byron Donalds and people like that. We're starting to get more names out there. It'll be interesting to see. Chris Stewart, just for the record, Chris Stewart from Utah was on CNN a couple of hours ago saying that essentially he thinks this thing will be done probably in the next couple of days. He does not think that it will be done by today, but that it will be done within the next couple of days. And thank God, we need to get back to work, doing the work of the people. By the way, speaking of work, somebody didn't last long on the unemployment line. We're talking about Adam Kinzinger. Gentleman Jim, you've been following this story, and this is absolutely bizarre. Adam Kinzinger has a new job, does he not?
He does indeed. And remember, it was just a few days ago, after the first of the year, you and I were talking off the air, and we were discussing, well, how long is it going to be before CNN hires Liz Cheney? Well, there were two anti-Trump Republicans on the January 6th committee, and CNN went out and hired the other one. Adam Kinzinger has a new job as a senior political correspondent with CNN. So he will be a commentator there. He served six terms in Illinois as a RINO, a Republican, and a part of the January 6th committee. But what he has done in recent days is he's kind of heated up his anti-Trump rhetoric and anti-Republican rhetoric, for that matter, because Trump is the most popular person still in the Republican Party, at least out here in the country. Maybe not in Washington, but from the people who actually matter. Yeah, he's still very popular, but he's been stepping up his anti-Trump rhetoric. So that probably worked to his advantage of getting this new job at CNN.
But do you notice that since we've had this chaos caucus thing in our nation's capital in the House of Representatives, we haven't heard much about January 6th?
No.
I mean, it's like we don't have a new Congress yet. But the fact is, we have heard nothing about January 6th.
Well, what we're going to hear from Adam Kinzinger probably just about every time that he cracks the mic for CNN is Trump doesn't deserve to be the president. He shouldn't be running. He should be behind bars. So I just saved a lot of people a lot of time. You don't even have to go to CNN. That's all he's going to be saying for the next 2 years.
Yeah, kind of a one-trick pony.
It's it. That's all. And that was his only qualification. No doubt about it, he's learned a little bit being on Capitol Hill and the way the sausage is made up there in Washington. And it's so different from, again, from all of us out here living life in America. But certainly he's going to be that voice. And they're trying, you know, CNN, they're trying to move to the middle a little bit. They've lost, lost two-thirds of their viewership over the past 2 years since Trump has been gone. So they're trying to move to the middle a little bit, and maybe for some people this will be good because he does kind of have an R next to his name, but you and I know better. Maybe it will save some of the Democrats from defecting from CNN, but I just don't see him as somebody that's going to attract more viewership away from Fox and even MSNBC to go to CNN.
Token Republican.
That's what he is.
I want you to hear something from last night. This is Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida. It's cut number three, by the way, Jim. In fact, there was a news conference yesterday. Last night, Eastern time, where combat veterans in Congress, in the House of Representatives, held a news conference. They were Republicans, obviously. And listen to Michael Waltz and his message to the American people.
We have here a group of combat veterans, all of whom have served this great nation overseas, in combat, in the various branches, and have decided to continue their service in the United States House of Representatives. They all know what it means to be on a team. They know what it means to sacrifice. They know that there are more men and women overseas right now putting their lives on the line for this republic than the entire British, Canadian, and Australian military combined. And they know what it means to be worthy and conduct themselves in a way that is worthy of the sacrifices for the men and women we couldn't bring home or who came home literally missing limbs and forever altered upstairs. So I'm going to hand off in just a moment, but before I do, to get their perspective on what this all means to us, why they ran, and what's going on in the last few days. But before I do, I just want to take a minute to read what our adversaries are saying. In North Korea, in Iran, in Venezuela, in Cuba, authoritarian regimes all over the world are pointing to what's going on in the House of Representatives and saying, look at the messiness of democracy. Look at how it doesn't work, how it can't function. And in contrast to their authoritarian regimes. And just a couple of quotes from Chinese state media, from the Global Times. The events are chaotic. Phenomena of spread and aggravation of the disease of the U.S. political system. What happened in the highest hall of U.S. democracy is not a simple farce, but a political thriller with huge destructiveness and a wide-ranging and far-reaching impact. Faced with the political chaos in the U.S., there is a sharp question whether the political class of the country is able to govern and whether the internal conflicts and contradictions of one of the major political parties contaminate the entire system. Folks, I think my colleagues would join me in that this is unacceptable. Some points have been made, concessions have been made, and now is time to move on, to move forward, and to govern as the way the American people elect us to do.
That's Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida, and he makes a very, very good point. And these combat veterans know what the price that had to be paid for our democracy. Stay with us. More to do as we continue this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve